The following program is in no way representative of the high-quality programming usually heard on the Maverick Radio Network. The views expressed and fishing techniques demonstrated are not endorsed by this station. The following is not a news broadcast. See you, dirty birds. And a Merry Princemas to you.
Merry Princemas.
Welcome to the Five Count.
Thank you.
It's Princemas.
It is.
Hey!
I'm excited.
Woo! Princemas. Ton's got his special Princemas pants on.
I do.
The ones with the buttocks missing.
Yeah. That's right.
You know what I'm saying.
You need to be able to see all of it.
I wish we had a webcam.
See all the action.
You could see.
Well, when I'm shaking it, it's like, you got to be able to see all the action there.
It's Princemas. It's like Christmas, sort of, but just with a lot more prints.
Lots and lots more prints.
I'm excited.
You have a very nice shirt on also.
I'm representing.
Mm-hmm.
I look good, really.
You do.
The Dirty Birds were impressed by my massive buy and tries.
She was. She was also totally not impressed by my overly obnoxious and loud vocalizations.
Well, see, the problem
anywhere is... Anywhere near her.
Sometimes, Ton forgets to use his indoor voice. His manners, sometimes they escape him. And he forgets about his surroundings, i.e., live radio station.
Come on now.
And he just seems to have no qualms about ruining other people's great radio programs.
I wasn't yelling.
And then the Dirty Birds stick their head out the door and they say, hey, what's the big idea? And once you find that out, you better come up with a real world solution for it.
I'm done.
And then I said, hey, come on, baby.
I'm done getting yelled at, yelled at by women. Getting manhandled here. This is terrible.
Tons
of. Come on, baby. Check out the assless pants. Wow.
There it is.
See?
That was good. Artist formerly known as Ton.
That's right. That's what it is tonight.
You're looking good. Uh-oh. She's back.
What is going on here?
The Dirty Birds are back. Do you have something to share with the listeners?
Dirty Birds?
If you're not out there listening, we may not have
Do you want a mic or what?
Pick a mic. Which?
Here's a mic. She can have
You want that mic?
You want headphones? There's nobody on the phone.
I could just tell you guys. Or should I tell it on the microphone now?
Oh, you don't want... This is personal? This is private information.
Who pooped?
Ton?
You guys have to see this poop in the toilet.
I'm looking in your direction.
I didn't do that in there.
We haven't been in there.
The bathroom?
In the women's bathroom? Oh, yeah, obviously that was me then.
You know what? At least once a month, someone from the week leaves a poop in the toilet. Can I talk about poop?
I don't know.
We were on a good roll on this show until you came in with this...
Toilet humor.
Toilet humor.
The Dirty Birds.
You had to spoil our show with toilet humor.
Who pooped?
I have no idea.
Don't look at me.
That's terrible.
Ask Afro Pop.
You guys have to see this.
What?
It's Princemas. We can't be about this.
Yeah, what's the deal? We were just talking about pants, sans the buttocks area that I'm wearing, and you can't...
We're just talking about the area.
What is this now?
Play a little song and then you can come back and talk about it.
This is ridiculous.
This should not happen on Princemas.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is an outrage, really.
It's Princemas.
Adults work up here.
Who do you think it was?
An adult.
Somebody. Somebody during the week. Herb Kroon, if you're out there.
Why do you pick on Herb?
Herb and I go way back.
No, you don't, do you?
Yeah, we're old friends.
I think he assisted in youth and government when I was with the courts.
He also assisted in being my pal.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know you
Dusty's
dated.
Pal.
Oh, it's strictly platonic, our relationship. That means...
Celebrity Jeopardy?
Yes, that means Celebrity Jeopardy. Is what that meant. Princemas for 500.
You guys
birds.
Put a song on. Look at this. You gotta get a little of this.
Okay, Tana, are you ready for this?
I guess.
It's Princemas.
We'll be right back. I get old shit, lickety spit on the lyric, a new check in the pulpit. Watch it deep in your dragons, thinking what is this you're singing? The syncopated riser at the peak when you jumped on my DSCK. That's one thing I don't play the dodge cop, but you pick for you anyway. You're just a simpleton, I punch it like a pimple, sun is starting to bright. Boy, I'm thinking like a ship beside adventure, then bumper ditches to be kind. Sure, there must be more coming from your mouth than manure. So with the bow on his plate, I say, hey, you must become a prince before you're king anyway. Do that, somebody. Ignorant, that beat the beat that I'm rocking, yo, so could get a hit. And put your thinking cap on, you've been forewarned. I call upon the inner force that I've got thrown in my cauldron. That means my nuggets, sometimes I'm rugged. The style I possess, we have the other brothers bugging. And this is for those who oppose the proposal to overexpose, disclose, pose the threat to my brother. Like any other man making a stand, I'll be damned if I let you play this hand. I'm the blackjack dealer and the cards are stacked. What do you expect to win when you're used to playing craps? Trigger, I mean it's a sticky situation to resurrect a groove with feeling and give it this much affection. Past it flows, who knows what lurks in the gallows of my mind. I put my foot in the ass of Jim Crow. 12 inches of non-stop soul, I'm on a rug of pee. It's time for the show. So do that somebody. Wave your hands in the air, this is a motherfucker party. While you're laying back, I'm on the attack. Patty rack, give yourself a bone. This is my house and I'm prone. The land some chrome upside some motherfuckers dome. And I'm out.
This is Dylan. You're listening to the Five Count, so don't sass. Yeah.
Screaming like a white lady when I
Merry Princemas.
Merry Princemas.
Welcome back to the Five Count.
Oh, man, that was great.
We're celebrating Princemas tonight.
It was pretty fantastic so far.
We're a festive show.
Mm-hmm.
Tons here. The resident expert on Prince and Princemas.
I can't really say I'm an expert.
One time, Tun was dating a girl who didn't like Prince, and you know what he did? Dumped her.
Dumped her.
Right to the curb she went.
Right to the curb.
Man, punted her. There she,
I should have punted her right out the side of the door.
Just that, let that be a lesson to you.
As soon as she
there.
Didn't like it, I should have popped the door and kicked her right out. That was ridiculous. I can't believe I was even associating with a girl like that. It's out of control. Lame.
Tun is not friends with those who are not friends with Prince.
That's right. Actually, because Prince is amazing. He's totally and completely amazing.
Especially on Princemas.
Yeah, on Princemas.
I'm excited.
I'm into it. That's why I currently have nothing covering my rear end on my pants right now.
I was wondering what that was.
Well, it's because of I'm just so excited that I had to wear these pants in kind of like homage. I mean, I was like...
And it helps air out a bit. Because you've been tearing up...
Well, yeah.
I've saw some dance moves. Yeah. Like, had me screaming like a white lady.
Yeah, I did for a little bit.
All the rugs in here, they're all trashed.
Cut them up. Cut them right up.
Defaced to the hills.
I'm serious about it.
Unrecognizable rugs.
Well, sometimes it's just you got to get down. You got to get down when you feel the splits coming on. You got to get down.
You did some splits. Now we are in possession of numerous truckloads of ruined ruggery.
Did you see my heels?
No.
Check those heels out.
Because they're gone. Because he wore them off.
That's right.
That's why I couldn't see him.
God, who else? What other man, grown man, can pull off like purple suits and high heels and just like rip it up on guitar?
I think Gully's the only other person I know.
But the thing is Gully doesn't have the hair to pull it off. Prince also has the hair.
That's true.
The guy's ridiculous. You know what I saw once? He was on stage, right?
And here we go.
He starts ripping it up on guitar, right? He's shredding to all hell.
Shreds.
And doing like ridiculous dance moves. He turns his back to the audience and he just randomly starts bending like kind of falling backwards. And like to everyone else, like no one else knows what's going on. Oh, Prince is falling. No. Prince's like bodyguard guy is out there in the audience and he like puts one hand up, right? And puts it on Prince's back and he just like slowly like lowers him down where Prince is like there by the audience and then slowly like raises him back up and then he just continues to like do a twirl and the splits while playing a solo and gets up and is like, ow! You know, that thing that he does and he's keeps doing the song. It's just sick. It's ridiculous. How can one man be that sweet?
Tun is just sick.
Oh,
sick at the thought.
It's amazing. Do you know anyone else that can like perfectly do James Brown dance moves and then even like just own them? Totally own them?
I don't know. Call us up.
Anyone else?
If you know. 389-5678.
There's no one.
And share your favorite Princemas memories.
I mean, Michael Jackson could do some sweet moves, but he's no longer with us and he couldn't play guitar. So what does that say?
Who's better though?
That's a really hard debate.
That's a sore spot with Tun.
A sore spot. I can't really talk about that.
I'm sorry.
But I'm just saying, the guy is amazing. So, Princemas. Princemas.
Today. Prince, if you're out there, give us a call.
Prince, please, give us a call. I would love to talk to you about anything and everything. Please.
Tun, one time, he camped outside of Paisley Park for 6 weeks.
I did.
He was malnourished.
I was.
And his clothes were rags, and he was very hoarse from crying a lot, and he had numerous paper cuts from his tagboard signs.
Well, I caught like glimpses of him here and there, you know what I mean? And it would just straight to tears. So, I mean, I don't know. The manager like walked by once and was like, listen, Prince doesn't really want you here. But I was really like famished. I hadn't had food for several days, you know, and...
It's like he couldn't move.
No, and I went off on some, I don't know what I was saying really, but I was like asking for like the remains of the Honey sessions with Kim Basinger off of the board. You know, I was just, food, please. You know, I had no idea what was going on. She didn't give me any of that honey, but she just kept asking me to leave, but I couldn't really move, so I ended up there for like 4 more days before I left.
Just sprawled out in a purple lawn chair.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I had a purple blankie too. But it's not like the Vikings purple. I wasn't like a poser, like brought Vikings stuff and then hung out there. It's like I'm like my blankie is like velvety, deep, you know, purple. Not like go Vikes, you know. No. This is the real deal.
A lot of people don't know this little factoid, okay? But Prince actually named Ton.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know that. Like, you know, Prince discovers these people and he changes their names. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your Vanities mm-hmm. and your Apollonias and you got your Carmen Electras.
Yep.
And your Who's Its and whatevers. Ton, before Prince discovered him,
mm-hmm.
his actual name was Fernando.
Fernando, yeah. That's right. Not many people know that. That's a serious deal. I can't believe you just let that out.
Well, it's Princemas. It's Princemas. I figured, you know.
You can say it. It's fine. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty serious. I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird deal. It was a weird deal. He has like this weird intuitive thing. Because like it wasn't even like I didn't see him or anything. It just randomly like I got a phone call.
And he just knew.
Yeah. I just randomly got a phone call and I was like, hello, you know. And he's like, Fernando. And I was like, Prince? Prince? Yeah, this is Prince Fernando. And I'm like, serious? Prince, dude, what's up? How are you doing? And he's like, Fernando. And I'm like, Prince? And he's like, it's Ton. And I was like, what? Ton, Fernando. It's Ton. I was like, but what do you mean it's Ton? Your name. But my name is Trent. No, it's Ton. He just totally cut me off, and it was like, okay, and right then. Because you remember that day? I was living with you when it happened. You remember
yeah,
that? And then
yeah.
It was like, I remember something, too. Wasn't I like, Dusty, it's Prince. Can you like, can you listen?
I just kept smelling your clothes all day.
Yeah. It was, I don't know. Anyways, he just did that, and then he hung up. He hung up. That all happened in like 30 seconds or something. You know what I mean? But it's like, how does he even know? How does he, like, what's the deal?
He's omnipotent.
It was right when we were starting this show and everything.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's done wonders for your career.
Maybe he heard the Mothership Connection and me doing, like, that funky stuff, you know? I mean, I played some Prince on there and stuff. So
probably thought you had potential.
Yeah, and then he's like, you got to be Ton now. It's not, Fernando doesn't work.
You were just hanging out.
As a funk guy, so.
You and Melons. Fernando Klein,
yeah.
Just a big clump of clay.
Yeah, it didn't really work.
Molded.
It didn't work that sweet. So, thanks to Prince, now I'm Ton, and everything has been cream cheese since then.
That's great.
Yeah, I got a brotherhood and whatnot, fans.
Got a brotherhood, and he's got assless chaps.
Yeah,
and he's got a sweet. He's like harvesting a pompadour or something right now.
Pretty much
working on something there. It looks good, whatever it is.
There was the only bad part was that one woman, but I mean, she's long gone. I was like, no, Prince, no, you, catch you later. So whatever.
Kicked her out.
Back on the path to righteousness.
On the highway, mm-hmm. She rolled down the embankment, splashed right into the rivers of Lake Minnetonka.
But she did not purify herself. She is not. She is still not a pure soul. I could say that much.
I think you did the right thing.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. I think Prince thought that also. I could feel it. I felt it after
yeah.
it happened. I could feel the Prince.
So do you guys hang out still or?
No.
Nothing, no?
Mm-mm.
He just kind of, well, that's the thing with Prince. I mean, he plucks you out, puts you in a more fertile artistic ground, lets you bloom a little bit. And then ships you out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lets you go, you
yeah.
know?
Well, he has to, you know what I mean? He can't be wasting his time with, you know, guiding everyone. You got to grow up someday. After all, you have to be a prince before you can become a king.
That's true.
So, I mean, What are you going to do?
But you've made it.
He has so much going on, so much on his plate that it's just, you know, it's just a blessing that he even did that for me, and let alone all those other people.
Yeah. Plus, he lets you sing back up on Bat Dance.
Yeah, yes.
And I thought that was so cool.
That is awesome, yeah, yes. And then some jerk stole my copy on cassette tape of it. Somebody stole it.
Some jerk?
Yeah, super jerks. Like, I let this guy borrow it, and then when I went back to get, he borrowed a bunch of tapes from me, and I went back, and, oh, no, it's your signed Prince copy. It's gone, dude.
These are cassette tapes.
Yeah.
The cool, like, a lot of people, for whatever reason, think vinyl is the cool medium.
Yeah, no.
But really, it's cassette
tapes. This
was
cassette, and it was specialty, like, from Prince. You know what I mean? Because I did the backups on it, and it was chrome, actually.
The chrome master tapes.
Yeah, you've seen that. Yeah. That's what it was, and I don't know. The dude probably sold it or something. Whatever. I mean, you know, it's fine. I have the memories, and some other jerk has got, you know, chrome master tape.
But then you weren't able to, you know, your appearances didn't make it to the final cut.
No. But I have the memories, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Prince and I.
Merry Princemas.
Good times. Thanks, pal. Thank you. I appreciate that. This is good. That's putting me in a good mood.
Yeah. Well, it's the five count. That's what we're here for.
Yes, the five count and Prince.
That's what they pay us for.
You know, I'm just going to say this, right? Because we don't ever really say this. We are a pretty sweet show. I mean, we've been doing some pretty sweet stuff lately. Even behind the scenes that people don't even currently know.
Oh, yeah.
We got sweet stuff lined up that's going to be coming up here in the next few months. There's some pretty awesome stuff going on.
You would think that a show that's overstayed its welcome would kind of be on the, I don't know, maybe the downward sort of dissension.
Oh, no, no, no.
Because maybe, I don't know, I'm not saying other shows on Great Radio, KMSU, are currently on that path. All I'm saying is that you would expect a show that has been around for as long as we have to maybe be reaching that point. But somehow, Ton just like we're grabbed the wheel and said, hey, we're going back up the hill.
We're doing good. We're doing good. We got sweet stuff lined up, just like this Prince, which, by the way, I think we should probably get back into some more Prince right about now.
You want to play some more Prince?
I think we should.
It is Princemas, after all.
I think you better do it.
Do you need... you're a little sweaty.
I'm a little sweaty, but sure I want to get back on the floor here.
You want to get a drink of water or something before we start this next one?
I'm going to dance my way to the fountain.
I don't want you to get a rash or something.
Back. No, it's good. I'll be good.
Okay. Merry Princemas.
Till dawn. You don't need experience. Women like girls rule my world. I said they rule my world. At your age, mama,
not your shoe size.
Maybe we could do the twirl. You don't have to watch Dynasty to have an attitude. You just need.
Time.
Watch it now.
You're listening to The Five Count, the audio equivalent to purifying yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. Hello.
Oh, man. That is so great.
Merry Princemas.
Such great stuff. Merry Princemas.
Welcome to the Five Count. It's a show where we celebrate Princemas.
I have to say, actually, we're mostly celebrating this because Dusty loves Prince, and it was Dusty's birthday yesterday.
Yeah, but that's a minor detail.
I'm just saying, it had to be mentioned.
That's minor in comparison to Princemas.
It's not really.
Well, I mean, it kind of is, really.
No.
Ton bought me a steak.
I did.
A Princemas steak.
You tried to be like, no, I'm doing a cheeseburger. But I said, no.
As he said it just like that. Who was I to argue?
Yeah. Caller one.
Hello, caller one.
Are you trying to argue with me purchasing a steak? Caller one.
Merry Princemas.
Merry Princemas to you, too.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I had a long night last night.
Oh, yeah?
I went to this show tonight. It's just all these garage rock bands all the time, and I'm getting sick of it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I know exactly what you're saying, caller one.
I don't know. Last night I actually saw a pop punk band. And that was sweet.
A pop punk band?
Yeah, it brought me back, you know.
Wow. Did any of them sound like Prince?
No.
None of them?
Uh-uh.
What is wrong with people these days?
I don't know.
Where are
I'm
those
not
bands?
I'm such a fan of Prince, though. I don't really like him.
You hear that?
You don't like Prince?
I think he's, like, an amazing songwriter. Sometimes. Okay. He can write a good song, but as a performer... makes me uncomfortable, you know?
Well, that's your own baggage there, caller one. I'm sorry, but that's your own deal you got to work out there. I mean,
I guess so. How are you guys?
I'm pretty great.
Ton's great. I'll vouch for that.
How are you doing?
I already said.
You sound kind of like wishy-washy. Is that really like how life is for you right now, or is it just like crappy bands got you down tonight?
Oh, I don't know. That's just icing on the cake, I guess.
Icing on the cake. I mean, usually caller one, I know you to be, you know, you're
jovial.
Jovial is a good word for it. You know, you usually got some little jokies in the bag there. You're gonna
got
toss out.
To
and,
say
you know, you're witty and funny and fun, and you usually got a little smile on your face, and the chicks think you're cute and those sorts of things. You know,
no, they don't actually. No,
and you're Prince-esque.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Really?
If we got you in a purple suit, that could
You're probably the same shirt size.
Yeah, but I'm certainly not funky.
Well, no, but that could come later.
No, you can't learn funkiness.
Come on now.
I think it's there deep down.
You just know the ladies are thinking you're a little cutie pie most of the time.
It's true.
That's not true at all.
I
understand how I could.
What's their problem?
Really haven't
then?
Been able to like turn that into any kind of like success. Ladies,
you want to know why?
Why?
Not enough Prince.
There it is.
I'm not even joking you.
Do I need to roll up with like Prince on the car stereo?
Dude, yeah. When let me just ask you, when's the last time that you had like Kim Basinger sprawled out on like a studio like mixing board and playing around with Honey just for fun because you wanted to put her like vocals on a track for a movie? Like, are you joking
me?
Never that did that happen. That's and Kim Basinger is no, you know, cream puff here. Like, we're talking about Kim Basinger in her prime. That's what I'm saying.
In her prime, caller one.
I mean, this is some ridiculous notions here. So what I'm saying is, I think most people think that, you know, Prince is a little like he swings both ways or something because of his eccentric.
I don't think that.
Yeah, because of his hair.
I'm threatened
and,
by his heterosexuality.
Yeah, dude, the guy
I
is
feel
just.
Like I can't measure up.
Yeah, I guarantee, like, you put him in a room with the ladies and it's it's, I don't know, they're all turned into Jell-O eventually. So, caller one, I am prescribing more prints.
Well, you guys really helped me out.
I hope
this show does, I guess. I'll let you guys wrap it up without me, but
thanks for calling in, though. I love you, caller one.
Dusty said I don't ever listen to the show, but sometimes I do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
And this call proves it.
This is his first time.
No, it's not his
first
time. Since 2003. Caller one's a good guy, I think. I like him. No matter what Dusty says, caller one, I think you're a good guy.
I've always prescribed to the caller one fan club. He's a good
guy.
Awesome.
He
lived with me once for like 2 months.
That's not true, is it? No.
It's kind of true.
It was on the weekend.
You were there a lot.
On the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that was my dark phase.
I watched him while he slept.
He's trying to forget about that, Dusty. He's trying to forget.
Dusty brought me through, and just like he did tonight.
There it is. I'm always there for you, buddy.
Goodbye, guys.
See ya.
See you later.
Merry Christmas.
I hope I'll see you later.
That was caller one.
That was caller one. He's good.
Ton?
Mm-hmm.
You're good.
Thanks.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
Christmas happens to be a precursor for Funkuary.
Fabulous Funkuary. Wow.
That's coming up next month. Funkuary.
That's right. Funkuary.
You can about imagine what that would entail.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, an entire month.
It's going to be a lot of dancing. I am going to be in ridiculously phenomenal, awesome shape.
Well, you better be.
Because I'm
going to be Funkuary.
It's going to, yeah, I got you. I'll be here for Funkuary, the whole thing.
Here's the true punks.
I'm not feeling this right now after all the Prince. I'm not really feeling it.
Well, it's hard to follow Princemas.
We better go. Go to thefivecount.com. I need to go listen to more Prince.
All right. First of all, I just want to mention out there for all you intellectual types, there is a new issue of Save the Crumbs.
There is.
Floating around Mankato.
It's pretty good.
It's at all your local hipster hangouts. And I would suggest going out and finding a copy of it.
Yeah, go check it out. It's pretty good. I mean, we can't always have 100% jam-packed, excellent material in there, but it's pretty good.
It's always at least 85 to 90%.
Good.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect?
What can you expect?
Go out there and find that. SaveTheCrumbs.com will have that.
Find it someplace via internet or, you know, paper copy in hand. Read it and tell your friends.
Exactly. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
Ton, thank you.
Thank you, Dusty.
We've made it.
Thanks, guys.
I made it another year. Couldn't have done it without you, pal.
Me neither.
Here's the true punks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See ya.